Good morning to all of you. We're so glad to see you here at Grace Bible Church on this Sunday before the new year. And in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 1 Peter chapter 4. I'm going to be in this particular passage tonight in our evening service, but I want to draw your attention to some thoughts here in the first few verses of 1 Peter chapter 4. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, or has reckoned himself to be dead to sin, using Pauline language there, where he says in Romans chapter 6, we are to reckon ourselves to be dead indeed unto sin and alive unto Christ. Same language here. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. What a privilege it is to be in Christ Jesus. And especially in the days that we have remaining in our lives. None of us know how many days we have. We would like to think that we have many more years, but you know, we have found out in recent time that sometimes God has different plans for His children. He could take us at any time. And so the days that we have remaining should be used for a set purpose. And chapter 4 is basically a continuation of chapter 3's thoughts on suffering. That suffering is part of this world. I find friends that post up on Facebook all the time, pray for me, I'm going through some really difficult physical issues. We are praying for people in our church that are going through very difficult cancers and going through treatments. Suffering seems to be the lot of the human here upon this earth. And it can come in other forms. Right now, over on the other side of the world, in Nigeria, Christians are being murdered. They're suffering greatly just because they identify with Christ, and a mostly predominant Muslim religion in that northern part of Nigeria hates and despises Jesus Christ, and they have been killing Christians this year. Over 8,000 Christians have died just this year alone. That's suffering. And we need to be thankful that in Christ Jesus, if we suffer in this flesh, we're to arm ourselves with the same mindset as Christ. Did Christ suffer in the flesh? Yes, He did. He suffered greatly. But we need to reckon ourselves to be dead unto sin and alive unto Christ, and that we should live no longer the rest of our time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. The will of God, folks, is the purpose of our life. As we approach a new year, we're not into the new year yet. God may have other plans. A trumpet may sound this week, and thankfully it won't be Roger's or mine. It'll be the Lord's trumpet. Amen? And we'll be snatched off this earthly scene. I don't know what God has planned for the rest of the days of 2025. I know we're to be ready. We're to be watchful. But until then, we need to perform the will of God, and we're to reckon ourselves to be dead unto sin and alive unto Jesus Christ.